In the Avodas Avoda, Zmiros Lechanaki is the following piece, talking about the holiness of eating. The Rebbe begins, Haneros Alalu Anam Alikin, right, which we say after we've lit the candles, Aide Kohanecha HaKadoshim, based on the holy Kohanim, Yesh Lehavin Lamanase Neis Chanaka Daika Al Yidei HaKohanim. Why was it the miracle of Chanukah came out specifically through the Kohanim? V'oid, and a second question, Ma'u Haloshin Kohanecha HaKadoshim. Just say the Kohanim did it. Why do you tell me it's the Kohanim Kohanecha HaKadoshim? So Menusach Al Hanisim Oimrim Mesarte Giborim Biyad Haloshim. You gave over the strong ones into the hands of the weak, Tameim Biyad Taharim, the impure ones into the hands of those who were pure. So Yesh Lehovins, we should have to understand something over here. Mal Hashavach She'an Meshabchin Tameim Biyad Taharim. I understand, says the Rebbe, if you're going to tell me that the weak people took over the strong ones. But what's the shavach over here? What's the big deal? The fact that people who were tamei fell into the hands of those who were tohor. V'chizehu davar shehu chutz l'derech hateva? Is that something that's abnormal? Kimo shara devarim? Kiburim b'yad chaloshim, rabim b'yad ma'atim? The other things are breaking the laws of nature. Normally, al pi teva, a strong person should defeat a weaker person, and a lot of people should defeat a smaller army. But what's the shaychus over here that the one people who were tamei fell into the hands of the taharim? So efshel hasbir inyanis, perhaps we could explain like this. Al pi matina medivrei chazal, gemara in Ksubis, brings Rashi and Shabbos and others, ki ikur the ikur rotsu hayavonim la'akor bechla Yisrael inyone kedusha tahara. The main milchama that the Yavonim had was to take away holiness. V'chein b'vur b'midrashim barichos nihavol an midrashim mekilas tainus kamek zeirah shegozra b'nei Yisrael. Many decrees they set up against the Jewish people k'dei lahach shilam b'inyanei kedusha rachmona litzlan, or to get us to be nichshol in that particular area of personal holiness. V'hine yisod harishon heich shegia ha'adam lehisnadig b'kedusha tahara. So the yisod, the foundation behind all this, hu al yidei achilu l'shem shemayim. That our holiness, our personal holiness, and our kedusha is contingent upon if we're eating l'shem shemayim, as Rabbi explains. Ki kedusha sa'achila mevi l'chol ha'kedushos. This is the pathway to get to all other levels of kedusha. Kimur v'zohar kadosh d'ho yitzohar lo eshkach el migo michla mishtia. The yitzohar that's found with eating and drinking. Migo michla v'mishta yitzohar marbim avei dovna d'barnash. It entices the person. Mishtia yitzohar marbim avei d'varnash. Adkan. Ki al yidei she'ein oichlin v'kedusha. The person doesn't eat the proper way. Kiroi liyehudi is that the way it befits a Jewish person. Mevi achila koach atuma l'toicha adam. So that achila brings tuma into a person. And then, once the tumah has come in, that brings the averos. Chas v'shalom. V'nasim mitumtum, a person becomes defiled, desensitized. V'eini yochel lahasig shum kedusha. You can't have a hasaga, a sensitivity towards kedusha. L'chein achshav kishirotu b'nei Yisrael lahagbir koicha kedusha lihilochim al klipas yovan. So now, when the Klal Yisrael wanted to fight against this impurity of Yavan, lahachzir in yoni kedusha tahara levnei Israel, to bring back kedusha and tahara to the Jewish people, hayatzvichim berosh v'rishon lahachnis letoch v'nei Israel in yin kedusha sa'achila. So the first thing they had to do in order to fight this battle was to bring back the inyan of kedushas ha'achila, the holiness of eating. L'chein nasen neis chanaka aide kohanim daika. So that's why, to answer the question, why was the kohanim the ones who brought out the neis? Ki ha kohanim ha'ilahem ha'koich shel kedushas ha'achila. Because they had this. They had this attribute of eating in holiness. Ki kol chiyusam hayu aide achilas kodshim. But they ate korbanos, kodshim, holy things. V'chol chilasim hayu b'kedusha gedol. It was in a tremendous amount of sanctity that they were eating. Al kein kos of likadsho, when it says about to sanctify, likanali, right? You should be able to serve me, right? Ki al yedei kedusha sa'achila nikroi kedoshim. Through the holiness of eating, that's how a person is called a kadosh. V'yalkein, and therefore omrim al yedei kohanecha hakadoshim. That's why when we talk about haneris halalu, it happened through kohanecha, your kohan, who were holy. Because they had this ability of the holiness of eating. That's how they could overcome the tomb of the Yevonim. Because the Yevonim wanted to take away this holiness. Now we answer our second question. Why is it that, what's the big deal that those who are Tomei fill in the hands who were Tahor? This is the exact thing we're giving thanks to Hashem for. Hashem sent us the Kohanim to help. That's what it was. The ones who were Tohor were able to defeat those who were Tamei. To bring back and return the Jewish people to the state of eating in holiness. Vihine. Bechol shana v'meach Chanukah misor oisa haor v'koich shinisoru az b'yomim ha'heim. And every year at this time of Chanukah, this very special days of Chanukah, we get back in touch with that koach, with that energy that was present originally at the time of Chanukah. Lefizes, according to this, bechol shana v'meach Chanukah misor shuv hakoach lehiskadish letahir hakol mikol hatumos. Therefore, a person can sanctify themselves from all forms of tuma, uvefrat specifically b'kedushas hachila. Now is the time the person can work on the holiness of eating. L'chein oimrim haneros halalu kodesh heim. Kodesh is loshen hove, right? They are holy. Shaneros meirim or hakedusha l'chol bo libois Yisrael. They put kedusha into our hearts. L'tayer al yado mikol hatayvus, to purify from all of our tayvus. L'hachnia klipas yavin haroite la'akro l'kedusha hatar utahara mi b'nei Yisrael, to get rid of that klipa, that source of impurity. Al kein tzarech kol echel l'kabel atmo b'yemei hachanukah ha'il. Everyone should accept upon themselves l'avod b'yoyisrael inyanei kedusha, to work hard on these matters of kedusha, befrat specifically al kedusha achila, how a person eats. V'hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu his heroes anu koidim matan Torah. Hashem warned us before the Torah was given to us. V'atem tiyu melim amleches kohanim. You're a nation of kohanim. Shekol b'nei Yisrael tzarech liyos b'chinas kohen. Everyone has to act with this attribute of a kohen. V'heich, how do you do it? Aydei v'goy kadosh, by being a holy nation. Aydei shenishahi b'kedusha tahara befrat b'kedusha achila. Right, specifically the holiness of eating, shezeh yisod kedushas hakohanim kanal, because that's the yisod of being of a kohen, is what they would eat with holiness. Now again, the Rebbe is going to explain. Every person is a world unto themselves, so it's hard to say a general, all encompassing rule like this. A person has to figure out how this applies to them specifically. Va'af ki be'emes kasha lahagid klal. The Indian kedushas achila heichlechol. Tell person this is how you should eat. Because for some people it's very different madrega. Ve'emes hello tzarich lechol v'lo lis anos chas v'shalom. And you know the truth is, person, yeah, we have to eat. We're not supposed to fast. Ki ay dezeh nechash, because person's fasting then they become weak. They're not going to have a koch to think and to act correctly for Hashem. Aval, but. But we have to have strategies. We have to have strategies as how to eat properly. Because yahadus depends upon this. Especially with little kids. By children now, there's a lot of luxuries, is how we'll translate most roasts. They eat a lot of, things they just don't simply need. Because parents don't check carefully what they let their kids eat. It's a little kid, no big deal. He's learning well, give him a lot of nash, give him a lot of treats. Okay, once he gets bigger, then we'll start working on this hezek, on preventing him from bad eating habits. It's in boy midos raos, right? But there's already midos raos are being planted in the kid. Ve'ena roit till his palate, kid doesn't want to dive in. Va'ayde zen noifa kvar. Now, maybe he starts learning less. Humole chutzpah v'azos, it doesn't speak properly. V'choze nigram ayde she'en shomrim es ha'yele mimoisos v'taivas. Because the parents weren't careful about what they were letting their kids eat. Oy gival. Haloi ha'taivas gormim ha'yeled midos raos v'geyos. These things cause a child to have gaiva, bad midos, Hashem yirachim, uviyom hakoidnim, earlier generations, lo haya kol kach nisayon hazeh. We didn't really have this issue in previous generations. Ki lo haya ben nimsa kol hataivas shal golus America. We didn't have all the taivas that have from America. From this type of galus that we're in, alkin therefore ro na l'sakin ha'inin hazeh. We have to fix this. Chanech hayolodim shol yizgalu ba'ali taiva. They shouldn't grow up to become ba'ali taiva. Tzrichim lehizbonin masai tzrichim l'tein lehem. We have to think that he does not say to give anything. He's just saying that it should be done with a cheshbon. Kedei lechancho al pidarko, in order to give a proper chinuch. Masai ain't tzrichim. When the kid really doesn't need this, hakol yelad bechesbon ve. I think it has to be done with a cheshbon. I'm sorry, v'chol ha-yelich. I did that wrong. It's a yelich. Right? You should go with a cheshbon with seichel. Va'ayideze yizkul his nahig b'kedusha b'tahara. So doing that, we can be zoichet to holiness, to purity. V'yochul avodas Hashem yizborach b'hergesh v'chamimus. With a proper passionate and a warmth through our avodas Hashem. Yazar Hashem yizborach sha'oru sha'chanukah yishar l'chol hashana. Hashem should help us that the light of Chanukah should stay with us the whole year. Hakol shashiros tishbachos nikachiman lechol yimei hashana. All the praises and the songs that we sing, they should take this with for the whole year. Uvezeh arnuchal lilmoid haTorah hakadosha bekedusha v'tahara. With this, we'll be able to learn Hashem's holy Torah in holiness and in purity. Lasas nachas ruach labor yizborach shemot, make a nachas ruach for Hashem. V'chol echad yizki legadol es tzetzov al derech haTorah v'kedusha. We can be able to raise our children, our grandchildren, the proper way of Torah. L'kadosh shmo yizborach ba'olam, to make a kiddush Hashem for Hashem. Uval tzion goyel b'imheir b'yameinu amen. So, something very important to think about. Very important to think about as we're living through the times of Chanukah and celebrating the days, what we're going to take with us, we have to work on. And again, each person on their own madrega, everyone has to figure out how they can incorporate the Rebbe's chizuk, but to figure out in what areas of life we can increase the holiness of how we eat. Okay, wishing everybody freilich in Chanukah. Have a great day.